Clean example, good representation. Seems to be an indentation roughly 10 centimetres from the joint. That matches with what was turned up at prior sites, which should be noted. However, the joint appears to be more worn on this specimen. Could be a sign of a violent death. Really, it's hard to tell for certain at this stage.
How goes it?
Recording off. Getting there, I suppose. Though I'd be a lot happier if you and Field would stick around every now and then. You know, lend a hand, that sort of thing. Actually earn your commission instead of using it as an excuse to go on holiday.
I'll have you know we're turning up some good results. Matter of fact, it makes me wonder why you're still bothering to waste your time with this junk when there's history-shattering discoveries made over the ridge.
History-shattering? On this planet?
Well, maybe not, but useful stuff. Well, we expect it to be. Makes a change from digging up the same old bones every site we investigate.
The pair of you haven't found a thing, have you?
Not yet, but Field's initial tests were extremely promising.
You mean all that nonsense about high-level radiation in the distant past? That could be anything. Heavy metal deposits, solar flare activity, you name it.
But it also suggests that the inhabitants of this planet may not be as primitive as we thought.
A fine suggestion, if I only could back it up.
That's what we're doing.
It doesn't look to me like you're doing much of anything, except perhaps wasting my time.
It's what Field's doing.
Yes, well, he shouldn't be. We're here to dig up certain sites and certain sites only. Anything else is irrelevant to the purpose of this expedition.
Whatever happened to your pioneering spirit, McCall?
Can't say I ever had any.
Then why be an archaeologist? The name of the game is to question, to discover, to break new ground. Well, if you're lucky enough to get a noteworthy dig. But surely we all do it to learn more about ourselves by getting to better grips with certain eternal truths. Now, how are we supposed to figure out what those truths are if we're unwilling to go that little bit further, to venture where nobody's bothered to go before?
You're starting to sound like an advertisement for the Gouda Cluster, before everyone realised how dull and fruitless it turned out to be. You want to know why I do this? The money's not bad when you're on contract, and it's usually quiet work. Good chance to go visit some distant planet where your nearest neighbours have been dead for centuries, and have a rummage around through what was once their home. If for that I get paid as well, I try not to complain too much.
Except when your work partners are good enough to leave you in peace by keeping themselves busy elsewhere on the planet.
Only because I'd intended to get the work done sometime this decade. By the way, is there any likelihood that I'll be getting a tractor back this week?
We shouldn't be too long at the new site. Maybe a day. Unless it turns out to be what we're hoping for. In which case, I'll come back for you.
If it's what you're suggesting, I might just be interested. Until then, real work beckons. If I may.
Why not?
Recording on. Now, where was I? That's right. A worn joint, which might signify a violent.
What's he up to now? Field! Field!
Well, what did she have to say for herself?
She seems content with her corpses.
I'd really hoped you could persuade her. You know how important it is we have everyone's expertise contributing to this?
That's essentially what she said about the proper dig.
What's so improper about what we're doing here?
What? Other than the fact that we're being paid to dig up bones no less than 20 kilometres from this spot.
Not as bad as all that, believe me.
What are you on about?
I'll explain another time, but we'll be okay.
Uh-huh. So, turned up anything interesting yet?
I think I'm nearly through the top layer. Jackpots!
What is it?
Not too sure. Pass me that earth mover. Looks like something metallic, maybe? Could be a smooth surface. Yeah, it looks like... there.
You're right. That's definitely a flat surface. Sleek, precise. Hardly looks a day old.
Well preserved. Good quality ore, obviously.
You sure it's metal? I'm sold.
Sounds hollow, maybe?
Could be reverberation. Could be the soil properties. This is an alien planet. It's hard to tell.
But it's significant.
I don't know. It might be part of an old Earth settlement.
No. Something about it doesn't seem quite right.
If it's not, then this is extremely significant.
You're telling me. This goes way beyond anything we've seen before. Essentially, what we've got here is evidence to suggest that a species other than the human race managed to shift into the post-atomic age. And never mind the Andromedans or anything like that. This is within our galaxy.
Which reopens the possibility that we may have been visited by non-Terrans in the past. It's no longer unfeasible that they might be able to reach us. These guys would have been close enough.
Think of the possibilities. This could explain the Orinna telepathic strain, the mysteries of the Kesriel. Any and every extreme variation from the human line could well have emerged from non-Terran intervention. We may just have found the biggest missing link in the history of this galaxy.
Do you realize what you're suggesting, Field? I mean, for there to have been an actual tangible link between Homo sapiens and all its more recent variations, then that implies some sort of awareness on the part of at least some humans. I mean, things don't get deliberately changed that much under 1,000 years and get put down to coincidence.
Why not? We've all been doing just that for centuries.
Well, yes. But that's because the variations have always been taken as read. It was always simply assumed, for example, that the Orinna gained their telepathic powers from conditions on Aron, that the Kazriel developed their strange culture from exposure to the potency of the local narcotic flora.
And now we seem to know better.
Let's not jump to conclusions, Field.
Of course not, but we're damn close.
To what, though? Where's this heading?
Proof of a cover-up, as you suggested.
I didn't know such thing.
You implied it, Ryder. Some sort of awareness, you said. Who would have the power, the knowledge, the reason to keep things hush? The desire to hide any suggestion that a human species is anything but supreme and unique? I'll say it for you then. The Federation.
Where the hell are we now?
Unidentified planet in the Taron system.
Ident! Forgot you were there. Locate Style and Jorma for me, would you?
Request is beyond the capacities of this unit.
Well, aren't you useless? I guess I'll have to look for myself then.
Good morning.
Ah, there you are. You've just saved me a walk.
I have. How considerate of me. Have you seen Jorma at all?
I was about to ask you that.
I'll take that as a no.
Where are we?
Unidentified planet in Taron.
Shut up, Ident! Well?
That's all I know as well. We only touched down about an hour ago.
Why didn't you wake me?
I honestly didn't see much need. There's not an awful lot out there to get excited about.
So, Jorma?
Like I say, I don't know. I haven't seen her since breakfast. After that, she went out for a walk.
Whatever for?
She wanted to have a quick look at the planet's surface. I expect she's just sick of being cooped up in here.
I don't blame her. So why didn't you go along with her? I thought you'd be more keen than anyone to see what's out there.
I was hungry.
Yeah, so?
I don't like to explore on an empty stomach.
Like it's something you do a lot of in your line of work?
It's what I've decided about myself now.
Did she at least take a communications device with her?
Of course, I made sure of that much.
Then let's see if we can get in touch, shall we?
Okay, let's see what we can see, shall we? Come in, Jorma, do you read? Come in, please. I say again, do you read?
This doesn't sound promising. Are you sure the device was working properly? That it was fully powered up?
We both checked it thoroughly.
I don't know if it's my place to say this, but I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Me too. Let me try one more time.
By all means.
Jorma, can you hear me? If you read, please respond. I say again, please respond.
What now?
We go out there and look for her.
Is that wise?
Do you suggest we just leave her out there?
No, but, well, I mean, whatever's happened to her might well happen to us.
Well, then again, she may simply have lost the device.
Or she could be lost. Or trapped in a pit. Who knows?
I still fail to see what your objection is.
What if we get lost? We need to be able to get back to the ship.
I'll take your cartograph. We can input map parameters as we go. How's that sound?
Okay, which way first?
Well, Jorma said she was going to head west, which makes sense if you think about it. That mountain's about the only large mass this side of the horizon, so it'd be the most likely place to check first.
Oh, looks like a hell of a walk.
Can you see anything else of potential interest?
Not yet. Have we checked behind the ship?
Jorma did.
Oh. And?
Well, it looks like it might be a lake, but that's even further away than the mountain. Besides, it's kind of academic as Jorma definitely headed west.
Oh, all right then. West it is. Can we rest for a moment? Do you think?
The more we slow down, the less ground we can potentially cover.
Oh, just for a moment. Please.
Fine.
Oh.
Don't get too comfortable. You'll have to get up again before too long.
Oh, how long have we been walking for now?
Let me see. Looks like about 55 minutes.
Oh, then whatever happened to Jorma must have been between here and the ship. Unless she's a bloody fast walker, that is.
Good point. Did you notice anything unusual on the way here?
Oh, I'm sure I'd have mentioned it at the time.
Yeah, I didn't either. Which means our target is probably this mountain.
Oh, I must keep moving. We're nearly there now. Oh.
What was that?
What was what?
Under your foot.
The ground?
No. There. It's glinting in the sunlight. Looks like some kind of metal.
Hmm? Oh, so it is. Oh, it's stuck in here pretty mightily.
Can you see it? Try your best.
I am!
Yeah. It's not much, is it?
It's a flattened ration tin. Of course it's not much.
More significantly, it's not Jorma's.
It's not?
No, all she took was a canister of water. We're not alone.
Maybe this is a regular stop-off point for travellers. How do we know it's not?
I dent ran a check. We're well out of anybody's way.
What? Even the Independents?
Wrong side of the galaxy for most of them.
Well, there's obviously somebody else here, or there has been recently.
Otherwise the tin would have corroded.
So they're probably still here somewhere, whoever they are.
Jorma might be with them. That's it. The whole mountain. We've rounded the whole damn mountain and nothing!
Oh, so where is she?
Well, how the hell should I know?
Maybe she's back at the ship.
Oh, it's worth a try. Ident, has main hatch been opened in the last 60 minutes?
Negative.
Maybe she can't get in. Check external motion sensors for activity.
Zero motion.
Consult external motion sensor log for previous 60 minutes.
Zero motion.
That's somewhat of a roundabout way of asking if Jorma's turned up.
Yeah, well, don't forget that Ident's technically an idiot. May have a vocal output, but it's still got the interpretive capacity of any computer.
Clearly. So, no Jorma back at the ship?
It seems that way.
Should we press on, do you think?
Can't see any other useful options.
Ryder? Field?
Hello there.
Who are you?
Ren Asimov. Pleased to meet you.
Asimov!
And you?
Kev Style.
S-T-I-L-E?
No, Y-L-E. Look, what's going on?
I might ask you that question, but first, who are you working for?
Beg your pardon?
Oh, we're not working for anyone.
I wasn't born yesterday. Who's your employer?
I regret to say that you're confusing me a great deal. Why are you writing down our names? For whom are we supposed to be working?
Endercore, maybe? I'm told Ionix have been surveying the system lately. To look at you, though, I'd guess you're with Aurelius.
What makes you say that?
No subtlety, and they're equal opportunity employers.
Significance?
They freely hire idiots as well as competent spies.
I see.
You do?
She thinks we're spies from a rival corporation, though what her industry might be is more than I'm willing to guess at.
Earth movers?
Oh, I see what you mean. The digging implement. Good guess.
Not good enough. Don't play the fools. You must be with Aurelius.
She's rather insistent on that point, isn't she?
Yes, I had noticed that. Look, we've just arrived on this planet. We're looking for a colleague of ours. Judging by your reaction to us, I can assume you haven't seen her.
Try 20 kilometres southwest.
Then you have seen her.
That's where my largely ineffectual team is. Last I heard, they were digging up precious little of consequence. You might be more interested in spying on them. They tell me it's all very sensational, so you'd probably be awarded medals or promotions or something upon reporting back to your employers with all the gossip.
Stubborn, isn't she?
Very.
And please do me the courtesy of addressing me when I'm staring you in the face. I am right here, you know.
We'll stop ignoring you the moment you stop ignoring plain facts. We're not from a rival organisation and we're not spies.
Then what are you doing here?
Looking for our colleague. We already told you that.
On this planet?
Not digging up the past for what it's worth. Well, not the ancient past at any rate. To be honest, we're not quite sure what we're doing here.
That strikes me as a rather unsound position to be in.
Yes, well, that's what happens when you fly blind. You don't quite know where you're going to end up.
I believe you. This is too intricate to be a cover story. Would you like a drink?
Oh, wouldn't mind.
Archaeological dig? Thank you.
Spot on.
So what do you expect him to find?
Not much more than I've already found. Traces of a species that appears to have died out centuries ago.
What? Aliens?
Don't get too excited. We haven't found any indication of advanced technology. See, it's quite common in this part of the galaxy to turn up long-dead civilizations that never even gained enough of a technological foothold to leave their own planet.
All the same, eh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's interesting enough, certainly. We can gain a better idea of the general shape of the galaxy's habitation patterns through history. But in terms of telling us anything about ourselves beyond comparative studies between species, it's extremely limited.
Well, what have you found? I mean, comparing species.
That some civilizations were similar to ours, while others weren't. Like I say, not a lot. The greater appeal stems from a purely academic perspective.
And none of them were spacefaring?
Not one so far. Why don't you come and have a look at what we've found? I dug this up this morning.
A femur?
Or nearest equivalent, yes.
How did you...
Didn't I mention that I was a med tech in a former life?
No, you mustn't have.
But what are those indentations?
Ah, now that's something I've been puzzling over myself. My guess is that they might be ritualistic in nature.
I guess you weren't a med tech in a previous life. To my trained eyes, they resemble scars from a mechanical implant. Maybe an extension prosthesis or a walking aid.
Like a cybernetic extension.
That's right.
They can't be, though. That'd suggest a level of technology hitherto unforeseen in any of the relics we've examined.
You doubt my findings?
I'd want you to see more.
Why? What does that level of technology suggest?
If it's comparable to our own history, then we're also looking at probable planetary exploration. Not that we've found any traces of significant technology, mind you. Even if this is what you suggest, where's the mechanical apparatus? Where's the device that was attached to this person's leg? Where's the surgical equipment? Where's the medical facility? Don't forget that our tests have put the species' point of extinction at only a few centuries ago. Inorganic substances take much longer than that to completely decompose.
Well, I never said I had the answers. I only know what I know.
Well, maybe you should go and consult with my so-called team. They think they may have hit the jackpot. I bet they'd love to hear your findings.
The ones 20 kilometres away.
They reckon they've found the missing link, or are close to.
Missing link?
Life in the nuclear age. Get past that point and the odds of finding spacefaring technology increase exponentially. But they've got nothing. It's all hypothesis and conjecture. Ought to go along nicely with your hypothesis and conjecture. I've seen their dig site. Frankly, it's pathetic. Especially as we're all being paid to dig over here.
By whom?
Federation grant.
Southwest, you say?
Last I heard.
Come on, Asimov.
What? Why?
I think it's what we're here for.
Style? What's it all about?
When you work for the Federation, you start to hear a lot of strange things. Whispers,
What? Like this brigand thing?
That's one.
Oh.
Look, we know there are no aliens to speak of, right?
Well...
None that have had contact with humans, to our knowledge. I mean, it's all human colonists or descendants of human colonists out there, right?
Essentially.
I've heard that that may not be entirely true. I caught a glimpse of an interesting file once, codenamed Ultra. I didn't get to see much, but what I saw...
Puts paid to the no aliens claim.
Possibly. That file didn't exist in isolation either. It was the only one I saw, but I had associates who saw others.
What's your point, Style? All these conspiracy theories can get rather boring.
Some of them cross-reference the brigand's code word.
So you think that's why we've been led to this planet? You think something to do with brigand might be going on here?
Why else would we have received these coordinates?
Okay, fine. But it still doesn't tell us where Jorma is.
And I don't think much of anything on this planet will. Look, I want to find her too. But at least this is something we've got a lead on. With Jorma, we've got nothing at all.
There's a pulse rifle, Ryder.
You want to shoot these guys?
We're supposed to be alone on this planet.
I take your point. It's in the tent.
Okay, if you keep them occupied, I'll go get it.
Hello. Are you two with McCall?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Can I ask who you are?
A pair of recent arrivals in search of a friend.
I haven't seen anyone lately.
Would you mind explaining yourselves?
We just did.
And?
McCall sent them.
Well, that's not strictly true, but we've just come from her dig site.
Who are you?
What can you tell me about brigand?
Never heard of it.
Why don't you two take a seat? And you, Ryder. I think some catching up is in order. Assuming you two aren't here on the Federation's credit.
No. We might steal their money, but that's where the association ends.
Okay, good. It's time to talk.
Sounds like you weren't far off after all, Field.
How could you doubt it after this morning?
Are you sure of your facts, Asimov?
Yes, but my conclusion was an educated guess at best. McCall's theory is just as valid.
But it does fit in with everything else. The links I found with Brigand, the discovery you two made this morning.
I couldn't agree more. It's time I told you all I know. Ryder, McCall and I were sent here to excavate various parts of the planet. We've had teams here for a couple of years, which is how we knew where to look for the other site. I was ostensibly part of the team, but it was mostly a cover for an exploration I wanted to initiate.
Are you trying to tell us you're one of the patrons of this dig?
If you'll keep the information under your hat. I'm a professor of archaeology. I've had, well, problems with the Federation in the past. I've been hoping to defect to one of the independent worlds.
Would there be any point? I mean, the Federation's got a tentative grasp on them as well.
My plan was to have a hold over them so significant they'd gladly leave me be.
Something on this planet?
Something we found this morning?
Something I've been extremely close to finding for a few weeks now. What we found this morning wasn't quite enough yet. We're probably 90% there.
And that's your hold? That you found traces of spacefaring non-Terran life? Big deal.
You need to think of the implications as well. There's sufficient evidence somewhere in this system, probably on this planet, to prove a connection between said non-Terrans and the Federation.
And? Implications are hardly substantial.
Oh, there's enough evidence to turn implication into fact. That's what we're looking for.
Even so, who cares?
The Federation would. Their supremacy over the galaxy has always come out of notions of genetic purity. If it's human, it's theirs to possess. If it's not, as was the case with the Andromedan War, then it's expected that all humans, Federation subjects and independents alike, unite against the common foe. It's jingoism at its bluntest.
See, I always thought the core of their hold over all the colonies was Pylene 50.
There are those who don't need chemical suppressants to stay suppressed.
So to crush the myth would mean that the sheep are no longer convinced.
And there isn't enough Pylene 50 to cover that sort of scenario.
There's also one other factor.
There had to be. It just doesn't fit yet.
When I was a student, I was on a dig where we turned up relics of the race we're currently looking for traces of.
You never told me this!
More significantly, some of their descendants turned up as well.
I knew it.
Needless to say, they weren't around for long. Everyone managed to slip into the background. I eked out a surprisingly quiet life under the watchful eye of the Federation, who were none the wiser. In fact, they still don't know that we know.
But where does Brigand fit into all of this?
I don't know what it means. I've heard it mentioned in this context, but it's never been explained. When you use the term, I assumed you were aware of the non-Terrans.
That's odd. They're a week early.
What is it?
Supply ship.
Ben, we'd best be heading off.
Indeed. It wouldn't pay to arouse any suspicions.
Very well.
It's a new class of ship. Maybe they'll get here on time from now on.
There's a hope.
What about Jorma?
I don't know. We'll wait it out in the ship. Wait until the supply ship is cleared off. Then we'll start up our search again.
How long is that going to take?
I don't know! Field!
How can I help?
How long does the supply ship usually moor for?
Oh, about 3 hours is normal. Why?
We're still looking for that colleague of ours.
I see. Yes, 3 hours ought to do it.
Thanks.
You know that mountain a couple of hours east of the other dig site?
Vaguely.
Oh, not been there much?
We flew over it when we arrived on this planet. Why?
Well, nothing. Ident, has the approaching space vessel landed?
Yes.
You're jumpy.
I'm curious. Humor me. Ident, can you patch into its communication system?
Yes.
Do so. Keep a recording of everything you receive.
Care to explain?
Not just yet. If I'm right, then I needed that. Ident, play back any communications employing the word brigand that you may have picked up from that other vessel. If it's ship-to-ship computer communications, interpret.
What?
One communication has been detected. Squad of Federation armed officers operating under brigand level clearance has arrived at designated target. That plan has been accomplished.
Plan? What's he talking about? What? That ship? The supply ship?
It was my hunch that it's a Federation ship. They've obviously been keeping a discreet eye on the dig from a distance.
The food container you found.
My guess is they were going to wait and see if Field found anything. If he didn't, no sweat. If he did, then in comes the manpower.
But Field hasn't found enough yet. Why are they moving in?
Because we're here. They know you know something. They don't want us joining the dots.
Alert, alert. Multiple land transports approaching.
Status?
ETA?
5 minutes.
Oh, and here we are with no guns.
We've got to try and fight them off.
We can't.
You realise they've probably got Jorma?
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. We really can't be sure. I mean, maybe they've killed her.
Oh, don't say that!
Can we assume they've killed Field, Ryder and McCall? Exactly.
But there's a charge style, please!
Right now we know nothing about where Jorma is, what condition she's in, nothing! We do know that we're both staring at death if we don't leave here in... How long, Ident?
4 minutes.
Which is just about enough time to get this Hulk off the ground.
No, I absolutely refuse to go anywhere without Jorma. Besides, you're forgetting, neither of us can pilot this crate.
We'll come back for her, I promise.
We won't need to if we don't leave.
How can we find her if we're dead? Ident, bring the engines online and take us off in an opposing vector to that Federation ship.
Well, Ident's no replacement for Jorma, but at least he'll get us out of here. I hope.
I think we're clear of that mess.
Yes, but where are we going? I mean, we're only heading in the opposite direction to that Federation ship. I mean, we haven't actually set any coordinates.
Ident, where did that ship come from? Do you know?
Impossible to determine.
You want to go after them?
If they have Jorma and she's still alive, they'll be taking her back with them. Maybe we can get a jump on them.
Except we don't know their home location and we're currently travelling in the opposite direction.
Ident, were any coordinates referenced in connection to Brigand, other than those referring to the planet we just left? Establish those as our new destination.
What do you expect to find there? More answers? Less Jorma?
Asimov! We're still looking for Jorma. You know it's our number one priority. I'm just hoping that if we keep following the brigand trail, it'll lead us to her.
And if it doesn't?
Then we look elsewhere. But we won't ever stop until we find her.